Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Police have praised the efforts of witnesses for how they responded to a Sydney shooting until officers arrived at the scene. Detective Inspector David Al-Badawi says police found a group of workers holding a 79-year-old man on the ground after he allegedly shot a 77-year-old man in the groin on Wednesday afternoon in a Sydney office block.
The people inside the office were very brave. They restrained the offender until police arrived. There was numerous, around 5 to 6.
Severe heat waves that have baked Western Australia and South Australia have made their way east. Heatwave conditions in the ACT are expected to start easing after a midweek peak, but maximum temperatures could still approach the mid-30s today. In New South Wales, the sea breezes that parts of Sydney rely on for cooling are expected to have little effect today, with the weather forecast predicting temperatures around 10 degrees above the average. The United States has continued to support calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, arguing it would go a long way to easing a spiralling food crisis. Aid convoys carrying food reached northern Gaza this week, the first major delivery in a month to the devastated area, where the United Nations says hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are experiencing worsening starvation. Matthew Miller from the US State Department says the security situation has prevented aid workers from addressing the humanitarian situation, while peace talks continue in Paris.
There are other ways that we are exploring to get humanitarian assistance in, but we are also, and it's why you hear us talk about this so much and why we're devoting so much effort, trying to secure a hostage deal that would lead to a temporary ceasefire, because ultimately that would resolve a lot of the issues regarding the distribution of humanitarian assistance.
Ghana has approved a new bill that imposes longer prison sentences on people convicted of LGBTIQ plus activities in the West African country. Gay sex is already punishable by up to 3 years in prison, but the new bill also imposes a prison term of up to 5 years for what it says is the willful promotion, sponsorship, or support of LGBTIQ plus activities. Travel retailer Flight Centre says lower travel and accommodation prices are encouraging more people to fly, leading to its second best start to a year ever. It's been revealed the cost of holiday travel and accommodation has fallen 7% since last year. Flight Centre's half-year profit has reached $86.6 million, reversing a $20 million loss on the same time a year ago, with its leisure business returning to pre-pandemic levels. Chief Executive Graham Turner says the profits will benefit consumers.
Airfare is also now falling, 13% decrease in Australia during the second quarter, and about a 7% decrease globally. This is expected to stimulate demand in the near term.
Beijing has been selected to host the 2027 World Athletics Championships. Its selection follows the withdrawal of the Italian Athletics Federation from contention after failing to receive final support for its bid from the government. China will also hold next year's World Indoor Athletics Championships in Nanjing. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.